This is John Batchelor. Conversation with the author Martin Wittig, his new book, American Vikings, How the Norse Sailed into the Lands and Imaginations of America. Leif Erikson is the man, around 1,000 in the Common Era. The mystery is he names landing places, Helgoland, Markland, and Vinland. Vinland is not found, I learned from Martin, and he explains where it might be. As far south as far west as, still looking for Vinland. Associated with grapes, that is a clue. It may be a good clue. Here's Martin to explain. Much longer conversation later on this day. American Vikings.
But there is, nevertheless, there's strong evidence from the sagas that it was grapes that they were talking about. They certainly said, we found grapes. And the possibility is that maybe the fox grape or some other form of wild growing grape. Now, that's not going to be found alongside self-sown wheat north of New Brunswick. We could be talking about Maine. We could be talking about further south in the coast of New England. So although our archaeological evidence, we'll talk about in a moment, doesn't take us further than Newfoundland, which itself is extraordinary, the evidence found at Newfoundland and the evidence from the sagas suggest that Vinland actually lies further to the west and further to the south, and thereby hangs the most extraordinary tale, because at that point we really are talking about Vikings who may have reached areas that we would now describe as the United States of America, and not only Arctic, subarctic Canada.
The book is American Vikings. Martin Wittig is the author. I'm John Batchelor. Thank you.